Welcome back, everybody, to the rundown here at RutgersNewarkAthletics.com. Joined by a special guest, a rare student athlete appearance, Sue Riley, three-time all-conference women's volleyball player here at Rutgers Newark. Sue, thanks for the time.
No problem. Happy to be here.
You guys are coming off a tough loss, tough conference loss, but as is the case in so many of our sports, you get a chance to bounce back pretty quick. Tough Montclair match tomorrow. You guys are finally back at home after 2 weeks. Feels like forever. What do you, say at practice tonight and before the match tomorrow? What are some things that you, as a senior leader, and then maybe the coaching staff feels is necessary to bounce back?
I think tonight at practice we need to work on staying positive. We have a new team, basically coming from last year, walking into preseason. I was like, whoa, totally different team. But everyone's stepping in as different positions, like our setter. Carly came in as a libero, and now she's setting. So it's hard to adjust to a new position. So I think that we need to teach our hitters how to, I would say, maybe adjust better to the sets. Because Carly's trying her best, but she's never practiced setting until this year. So I think that at practice tonight, we need to work on adjusting to sets to make them work. We need to put the ball away more. Last night, I think our issue was easy shots. We were giving the ball, we were playing it safe, and then JCU wasn't. They were swinging away, and it was working for them. So
you're a senior, as I said, and I'm going to throw you for a loop, but we talked about what we're going to talk about, and now I'm already going off track. But as a senior, you've experienced some highs and you've experienced some lows. It sounds like you have a good feel on the team dynamics and stuff like that. Do you notice that difference within yourself, that you can be a little bit more of a perspective about things, or just to be mature enough, I think, to say, we have a whole new team here. It's going to take a while to adjust, and we need to do things better to make such work. Is that something that comes naturally to you, I guess, or is that something that's grown in you?
I think I actually coach of my off season. I coach for club, which is what high schoolers do on their off season. It's like travel, basically. So I think that's the coaching in me, which I see from the start. To a start of a team to the end, they look like a completely different team by the end of the year. So this is exactly how this team is. We went in preseason, and preseason I was setting. Like, I was going to set this year until Carly was cleared. And we didn't know Carly knew how to set well until 2 weeks into preseason. So I was in full force wanting to learn how to set. I knew that my goal for our team to success was to take on a new role. I was comfortable in my own position, but I think it's tough losing to schools that we should beat, and conference play is very important to me. It's my senior year. I obviously want to make the NJACs. That'd be very nice. But I understand, which is why I don't get too upset with losses. I take them with a grain of salt, because everyone's trying their hardest and there's not much we can ask for after that.
Yeah, and I mean, as you said, a new team, new hurdles, new obstacles, and a lot of new roles. So, I think hopefully you'll see kind of that evolve over the next, 15 or so matches to the year. Individually, quick, I know it's tough to, you don't, maybe it's not tough, I don't know. Two-time player of the week. Obviously, you're playing well, racking up numbers. I want to, top one of the top. I forget off the top of my head, but you're highly ranked in terms of the nationally in digs per set, and as a libero, obviously that's one of the main jobs, if not the main job. How do you feel you're playing, and how do you feel you can play better?
I feel like I'm playing well. I feel like this is one of my best seasons so far, and I think it's because I realize that my team really needs me and I really need to step up for them, and I love playing for my team. Like I say, people think I dive too hard on the floor and it seems like it hurts, and it does. I hurt my body a lot, but I think that I need to get every ball I can touch. No matter if it's like 10 feet away from me and there's no way of getting it, I will try my hardest.
Relentless.
Yes, I agree. And I think maybe to play better, I feel like maybe I need to trust my teammates more. Because what I feel like I do is I play in the six, which is deep back line. And I feel myself this year cheating up more than I ever have, because the tip, we're having a trouble reading tips. And I'm trying to run to the 10-foot line and not trust my teammates that are sitting on the 10-foot line. So when we get killed deep, that's my fault, because I'm cheating up to compensate for them. So I think I need to work on trusting my teammates more and getting them to move their feet a little bit better, and I'm not giving them the opportunity to do that. So.
You've been in the NJAC now for going on your fourth year. It's one of the best conferences in the country from a top to bottom sports standpoint. It feels like every sport always has a team or two that's making a deep run in an NCAA tournament. You know, whether it's women's volleyball or football, which we don't have, and whatever, there's always good NJAC stuff going on. What are some of your favorite teams to play? What team do you look forward to trying to beat most?
That's always a good question. My goal every year is to beat an NJAC team we haven't beat. So it's always like Kane, always Ramapo, Rowan, Stockton, Montclair, all of those teams. I rather play the higher teams in our conference because it's a better game. It's always faster. We always want to play up. So this year, for sure, I'm excited to play Kane, because every year I feel like we just never play with them. They always dominate. But I want one year...
rise to the occasion,
rise,
if you will.
Yes.
I was a student athlete a long time ago. I wasn't nearly as accomplished as you were in terms of like an awards and recognition standpoint, numbers. But I think I understand what it's like to be a student athlete. What's the hardest part for you? What provides the most challenges when you're sometimes everybody has a crappy day. When you're having a crappy day, and I already asked the question.
The hardest part of being a student athlete to me is the classroom. I think I don't get home from school until at least 9 o'clock every night. Whether it's a game, I have practice until 8 every night, so I don't get home until 9, and then I have homework. I try to do homework here, but it's always hard for me to do homework at school, because I'm always like, oh, maybe I can go get like lunch with my friends and then come back to it. So when I get home from practice, I have to eat dinner, then I shower, and then I sit in my bed. I'm like, all right, it's time to study, and all I want to do is sleep. I'm like, I'm exhausted. And like yesterday, we came home from NJCU. I didn't get home till 11, and I had a quiz today, and I was like, you know what? I was like, I'll study in the morning. I'm exhausted. So my challenging part is the student part of student athlete.
Is it discipline, or is it motivation, a little bit of both?
I think I've always struggled more in school than I have with sports. Like, sports was always something I excelled in, and the classroom was always something that I was just, you know, average at. So I always put my priority in sports rather than this classroom, which I think makes studying and stuff a little bit harder. So
we'll go back to the more enjoyable. Three-time All-Conference. I was talking to Coach East, our men's soccer coach, maybe over the summer or whatever. And I asked him, I was like, have you been able to look back and enjoy their last season making the Elite Eight? So are you able to enjoy the individual accomplishments? You know, when you see that, when you maybe you get your, you know, there's an article about you and on the conference website, on our website, you know, you get your awards at the banquet, things like that. Are you able to, does that resonate with you yet? Or do you think that's something that you're going to look back on, you know, 2-3 years from now and say, wow, that's really cool? Are you able to kind of feel that now?
Funny question. I've actually thought about this a lot. My freshman year, I was Defensive Player of the Year, and when I went into freshman year, I had no idea what NJAC Player of the Week was or anything like that. So I remember my first time ever winning Player of the Week. One of my teammates, Sam, she doesn't play anymore, but she came up to me, she's like, congratulations, and I was like, for what? And she's like, defensive player of the week. And I was like, what's that? And like, it started happening frequently my freshman year. And then I was named defensive player of the year. So I was like, well, that's pretty cool. Like, I'm a freshman. I came in. And my sophomore year, I think I let the pressure of being the reigning defensive player of the year get to me. So I thought I had to play perfect every single match.
Rather than just play?
Exactly. Yeah. I think my freshman year, I had fun. And then my sophomore year was kind of my slip-up year where I was more like, all right, I need to do this. Like, I need to get player of the week. I need to do this. Like, I need to make sure that I'm playing well every game. And it made me play worse. So then my junior year, I let it go. I was like, you know what? Whatever. I'll play my game. And then I started getting more recognition again. And then this year, I'm honestly just playing for fun and having fun, and it's showing. So it's a lot. No pressure on me this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost something you have to, and I'm sure you'll be a person that, you know, will play on the beach or do whatever, play volleyball for a while. I know that it's a sport where if you do play, a lot of people continue to play socially and as an adult. Not that you're not an adult, but but I kind of hear you, and it's refreshing to hear, because you want to win. You want to make NJECs, as you said. You know, you want the team to perform at the highest level, but you also need to just have fun. Yeah. And if I could always go back and think about my career, that sucked. But it's just good to hear people saying that they're having fun, and I think that's something that a lot of times people don't, and they put extra pressure on themselves. Yeah. So it's good to hear you say that. Let's talk about goals moving forward. Put sports out of the equation. Where do you envision yourself maybe this summer or next summer, and then 5 years from now?
Okay. Thinking of, so I'm graduating in the spring. So I'm graduating with psychology and a minor in social work. So I really want to work in the school systems. But I don't know if it's going to be this summer. This summer I might just go back to nannying. I nannied for a family. It was in Summit this year. And I worked all summer. I had my weekends off, and my weekends I would play grass volleyball or beach volleyball. But 5 years from now, I really do see myself working in high school, either teaching psychology to them or being a guidance counselor. So I definitely see myself working in school systems. I do enjoy being around people and helping children. Maybe coaching for the high school I'm at, which would be cool. So I'm always going to be around volleyball. I don't think I could ever put sports aside.
Around volleyball and around people, it sounds like, yeah. I've been here for, you know, moving on 3 years now. I've noticed a change. I walk from the path to work every day and back. I try to at least go out once or twice a week for lunch, stuff like that. I've noticed a change. Have you noticed a change in Newark in terms of what they're bringing in and kind of a revitalization of the city? I mean, there's still a lot of work to do, but do you feel that as a student or no?
Definitely. I dormed my first 2 years here, and it was awesome. I had so much fun dorming. I had so many friends and stuff. And then last year, I started to commute. So when I started commuting, I had to start eating not at Stonesby or making my own food in my dorm. So I started discovering different places. Like, my favorite place to eat right now is Qdoba. They have that. That was awesome. That was a nice thing because Chipotle is like a couple blocks away. And they also just made Pliables, which is super awesome because you can only get that down the shore.
And I saw that today, which is funny. I was walking to get a sandwich, and I was like, ooh, what's that? And
it's there you go. It's so awesome. It's such a beachy treat. And I really feel like there's a lot of places, there are a lot of things to do. Also, the city's right there. The train ticket's so cheap. That was one of my favorite things to do when I dormed was one day, it was a Sunday, and we were like, I don't know what to do. So we would literally get a ticket to New York City and just hang out in the city and get lunch and stuff. So it was awesome.
It's so easy to kill a day in the city.
Yeah.
And like you said,
but it was totally worth it.
But even if it's funny because you could get whatever the path is, 275 mm-hmm. to get to the World Trade Center, and just walking around that area for 2 hours, the city, the access to New York City is absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Last question before we do a couple rapid fires. Let's say 3 or 4 sentences. why Rutgers Newark? Not necessarily Rutgers Newark volleyball or Rutgers Newark psychology, but what do you like about Rutgers Newark? If you were the coach and you were recruiting a student athlete, what would be the one or two things you would sell Rutgers Newark?
One of my favorite things about being a student athlete at Rutgers Newark is our community, our student athlete community. In retrospect, everyone's a family. Everyone supports each other. After practice, we go to soccer games. And then when we go, we see in the stands, we see the baseball team. Men's volleyball are always there. Our volleyball teams are very close, which is awesome. Honestly, I would say everyone's a big family, and to me, family's always important. So I like to reiterate that to people, that family is a big thing.
No, I think that's a great answer, and I think that's something that we as in me and the administration and the coaches and whatever, I think we can even hopefully improve upon that. But it's the family and the supporting of the other, supporting others and supporting other student athletes is always awesome to see. And you know, whether it's baseball coming in from practice and sitting in the stands, mm-hmm. and just watching for whatever they can before they have to go to class or whatever, it is good to see. And the two volleyball teams supporting each other, the men's soccer team supporting women's soccer, vice versa. So I hear that loud and clear.
That was our first, my first impression was our men's and women. I can only speak for men's and women volleyball. Right. Is definitely my freshman year, we were just so close. Everyone, a lot of my good friends obviously graduated from the men's team. What was it, 2000? I was a sophomore, so
2016.
Excuse me. All those seniors, so awesome. Family. Now we're rebuilding. There's new players on our team, new players on their team. So we're still trying to rebuild that family atmosphere again. But they're all coming to our game tomorrow, so I'm very excited.
Yeah, it's funny. I remember just how close I went to Lafayette, and just how close we were with the men's lacrosse team and the mm-hmm. women's lacrosse team, because we were all spring sports, but we also had our own area with the football team.
We
shared backyards, and it was fun, and having all those people together, but it was great supporting each other too. One word answers or two word whatever you need.
Okay.
Favorite Newark restaurants, give me two. Not Qdoba.
McGovern's.
Okay. Sports teams, what sports teams do you root for?
Dallas Cowboys, New York Mets.
I'm a Mets fan myself. Favorite type of food?
Mashed potatoes.
Music?
I like anything Ed Sheeran.
Where do you like to vacation? Are you Jersey Shore?
At the Jersey Shore?
Are you a Jersey?
If I could vacation anywhere, it would be Disney World. Always going to Disney World.
Wow, I feel like there's so many people that would say that, and I just don't get it. I'm not. I'm just
really?
There's so many other places
so
to
happy.
Go. Hey, no, I respect it. Favorite sport to watch other than volleyball?
Ooh.
Here or just in general, if you're watching on TV?
My favorite sport to watch is football on TV. I really like the NFL, but I enjoy watching men's soccer, here especially.
Yeah. It's a good watch. So that's all I got for you.
All right, thank you.
Sue, thanks for the time. Best of luck tomorrow. We hope to see all the fans there. This should be posted Wednesday night, so hopefully everyone can listen and then come to the match, women's volleyball versus Montclair State, 7 o'clock tomorrow in the Golden Dome. Sue, again, thanks for the time.
No problem.